He calls it the most challenging quiz game in existence. The free game was developed by Peter Schwartzman, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies at Knox College.
I mean, going back probably 6-7 years ago when my daughters were involved in geography in the community, I just started writing questions. And I created a website that they could kind of go to and practice. But that didn't, you know, that's still online actually as well. But it just kind of started my interest in question writing. And I realized, you know, I had a lot of other interests, including, you know, sports and environmental studies.
Then 2 years ago, Schwartzman found a student at the college, Vlad Papansea, majoring in computer science, who was interested in coding and apps, and they developed BrainSnort.
Well, you just go to the website at this point, and you can play for free. There's no cookies. There's no need to register. So people can check the game out. You get 100 coins for just being at the site, and you can use those coins to open up some categories. And so essentially you can play all the categories, and there are 14 right now, for free, and you could advance. But if you don't register, then the information, you know, all the points you've acquired get lost. You start over.
The game has 14 categories, ranging from science and sports to history, music, and vocabulary. Schwartzman says you start out at the novice level and work your way up to the whiz level, then expert, and finally genius. And the goal is to reach genius level in all the categories.
It's open for all ages. We have a category for kids as well. And, you know, I would say that any person should be able to answer some of the novice questions in any category. But it's meant to be a learning exercise. So the purpose of BrainSnort is to make learning fun and then to kind of focus attention in areas that people may not be knowledgeable.
He says the game database now has 34,000 questions, and he's trying to add about 500 each week.
I want to emphasize it opens up people to what they don't know. Sometimes people play BrainSnort and they're a little overwhelmed by the difficulty of the questions, and they might be disappointed that they only get 2 out of 8. But I promise you, over time, through repetition, you'll gain a greater understanding of a field. Particularly if you do an internet search on something that you find you don't know.
Schwartzman is already thinking about other ways to use BrainSnort, contacting teachers to see if they could use it for specific subjects and classes.
In time, we also want to add that educational piece to the game itself. So, for instance, having a button that you can push after you review after you play a game. We have a review page that, you know, tells the player what questions they've played, but within the next year, we hope to add a sort of inquiry button, which then would pop them into, say, a wiki page that would go into the question and provide, you know, a range of new knowledge.
BrainSnort is now a single-player online game, but multiplayer options should be available soon. They also receive some technical assistance from a game developer in Des Moines, Warsoft LLC. I'm Herb Tricks.